It is said, the day Gautam Buddha died, a man came running. Buddha had asked his disciples that this is my last meeting with you in the body. I am going to leave the body. Before I leave the body, if you have any more questions left. He has been answering for 42 years. If anything is still left in somebody's mind, ask it. Otherwise, I won't be here anymore. The disciples were crying, weeping. What you can ask him 42 years? He has been answering even those questions which you have not asked. He has been answering questions which you have wrongly asked, but he has answered rightly. He was not only answering you, he was also creating questions for you. In 42 years, he has done everything that was possible. Now what to ask at the last moment? They said, no, just we are grateful. He closed his eyes. He moved the first step inwards, that is, he moved away from the body to the mind. Second step, he moved from the mind to the heart. Third step, he was just going to take from heart to the feeling of emptiness, asmita. It cannot be called I. It is far more refined. Just emptiness. And then the last jump into nothingness. While he was just moving in, the man came running. He said, but I have a question. The disciples said, now don't disturb him. Where you have been? From your village he has passed at least 30 times. He said, I know. But sometimes there was so much crowd of customers in my shop. Sometimes I was engaged in my son's marriage. Sometimes my wife was sick, and so on and so forth. I always thought, next time when he comes, I will go. Just now I heard that he's leaving the world. What about my question? The people said that you seem to be an idiot. 30 times he passed, and 30 times you missed, and now when he has just taken leave of us, now it cannot be done. But Buddha came back. He opened his eyes. He said, no. Let him ask him. Let him be answered, because I don't want in the history to be known for the coming generations that a Buddha was alive and yet somebody returned from his door empty-handed. let me do my part. If he is ready, and I can see he is ready, my death has been a shock to him and has made him ready. I am happy that even my death has helped someone to be ready to listen. He answered his question. The question was not philosophical, theological, intellectual. The question was really authentic, sincerely spiritual. But that man for so many years was missing. Just the idea that tomorrow, day after tomorrow, any time Buddha comes and goes, I can go and meet and ask. He had asked, this was the last question to Buddha, that how I can be in a position that whether you are in the body or not, your presence will remain available to me. What can I do? He had asked a real religious question. He is asking, what can I do so that your presence remains available to me? This time I have missed when you were in the body, but I don't want to miss forever. Buddha gave him the instructions for meditation, vipassana, how to be aware of your breathing, how to be aware, silently watchful of the breath going out, coming in, going out, coming in. So slowly, slowly, you can be separate from your breathing. The moment you are separate from your breathing, my presence will be available. Because you are separate from your body just as I am separate from my body. If a disciple is ready, even a dead master can be alive. If the disciple is not ready, then even a living master cannot do anything. It all depends on the disciple.